It's Monday morning, and you're tuned into a clear-cut Hall of Fame podcast. These guys are highly caffeinated, they're entirely intolerable, and they're the patron saints of unpopular opinion. This is Just Buds.
I'm Jack.
Jack.
Are you kidding me?
Jack.
I'm Jeff.
Every channel.
And this is Just Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
Wow, that was so much better.
Third time's a charm.
As per usual.
That's why they say it.
Yep. So, we are uploading, or recording and uploading on the same day here.
That doesn't happen very often.
No. Honestly, I don't mind it.
I don't mind it either. I mean, it's kind of get it all done and out of the way at once.
Yeah, if our upload wasn't at, like, usually 5 o'clock in the morning, I'd say let's do this all the time.
Yeah, no.
No.
That's tough.
The only thing that this really throws off is our intro. It's no longer Monday morning. Yeah, like I was saying, usually if I'm doing the editing, which this season I am, if it comes out on Monday, then we're golden.
It's like, going to be Monday at some point.
Yeah, that is on time. You have any apologies other than that?
Not that I can think of.
No, me either.
We didn't really do anything worth apologizing for recently.
Yeah, there's no controversies during the board game. Or, not the board game, the game with TJ. So
we could apologize to TJ for making him eat the salsa even though we won both games.
Yeah, but he knew it was coming.
Yeah, he did.
So, plus he seemed not to, like, it didn't bother him.
Yeah, he wasn't very phased by it.
Or at least that's what he put on.
Like, I mean, you could see him sweating a little bit, but it wasn't like when Drew did it.
Yeah.
His mouth was on fire.
Mm-hmm. Which I wonder where those two salsas, well, I suppose Drew had hot sauce where this was salsa. I wonder if there's much of a difference in there.
To be fair, the hot sauce that we gave Drew, it says in the directions to dilute it with water before you give it to somebody.
Did we with Drew?
No.
No. I had some of that not diluted as well, and that burned.
Yeah,
that hurt
no
my
good.
Insides. Yeah.
It's called death sauce.
Yeah.
For a reason.
Yeah. My bowels were dead.
I think I've eaten it once. Kiana didn't even like it, and Kiana's Mexican.
It's been a while since we brought up Key.
I know. I miss Key.
I do, too.
He's been gone for too long. He's coming back at some point, though.
He has to.
Probably in September.
Yep. One of the first people, I think, to ask for a t-shirt.
He was the only person to email us asking for a t-shirt.
Yep.
I sent the wedding invitation to him with Kiana and Emma Mendez.
Because
Emma's his girlfriend's name. She's not a Mendez yet.
Yeah.
And I sent it to Kiana's mom's house. I didn't send it to Quantico. And I think before she even showed Kiana that he was invited, she sent a picture to Emma.
Yeah.
And Emma Snapchatted me immediately saying, "Wow, my name looks good next to his." And I said, "It sure does, but that's nothing I can do. Like, I can't do anything about that yet."
You think they'll get married? How long have they been dating?
They've been dating since Kiana was living at my house. Mm-hmm. Maybe like a little bit before then, too.
Close to a year? Coming up on a year?
Because Kiana was here last summer.
Let's see. We FaceTimed her, which is when I met her.
I think it's been a little over a year.
Jello shots in October.
Maybe it's been almost a year.
Yeah, I think it's coming up on a year.
I mean, we could ask them. They probably know better than we. Well, Emma probably knows better than we do. You think Emma would want a t-shirt?
Maybe. I mean, she should contact us at justforbuds@gmail.com if she wants one.
We do have extras.
We do. And they're still $15, so.
Yeah. You know, we could have done that sly marketing thing where the pre-order is $15 and now they're $20, but it's too late now.
Oh, shit.
Right?
No, it's not.
It's not too late. Anyone that buys a t-shirt now.
This is coming out later. It's not live. We can change it.
True. T-shirts are now $20. No, because I put it on Facebook as $15.
Oh, shit. That's, yeah. All right. They're still $15.
Shucks. That's okay. We're still going to make a little bit of money off of it.
Yeah.
And then we can put that towards our trademark at some point.
Yep. That's still our plan with the t-shirt money, trademarking Just Buds.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Do we have to get
the license right from Livy for her logos then? Or I suppose she's just verbally giving it to us? Or
I don't know how that works.
Me either.
But I know you can trademark a logo and a name together.
Good.
So we can do that like all in one.
Yeah.
And I also know that Just Buds without the period was trademarked in 2013. So bummer.
Hopefully that the punctuation will change the trademark.
I think it does. I think because, you know the band Fun?
Yeah, yep. They're fun with a period, right?
No, they're fun with an exclamation point.
Oh.
Because there is some nobody band from Texas that was also called Fun.
Oh.
And they said, hey, we had it first. And they're like, yeah, okay, exclamation point.
Okay, good.
It was actually, speaking of bands, same thing with Blink-182. They were originally just Blink.
Oh.
Just Blink. And then there was a UK band that was like, hey, we're Blink. Actually, we're Blink. Two words. Just
we're Blink.
Oi! We're Blink over here. They were Blink, and so Blink 182 was just like 182? Doesn't mean a thing.
Really? They just pulled out three numbers?
Yeah, I always thought it had something to do with the San Diego area code, but it does not, as far as I know.
I guess I kind of figured it'd be like a reference to the Bible somewhere that like 182 is a meaningful something.
In one of the chapters or books or.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Huh. So how many members are in Blink?
Well, they started out with three of them. It was Mark Hoppus and Travis Barker and Tom DeLonge.
So do you think that they each went, what's your favorite number? One. What's yours? Eight. Yours? Two.
I bet Travis Barker was like, 761. And they go, pick one of those, Travis. He goes, fine, one. That's where it started. But yeah, if we just add a period, we get to surround everything.
Good. Now, do you think we can use the trademark thing as our period, or we have to have the period and then the trademark?
I think we got to have the period and the trademark.
That's kind of what I assume,
because the trademark goes up top, doesn't it? Like, it goes top right.
Oh, and copyright is bottom?
I think they're both. I don't think either of them are bottom.
What's the R with the circle? Because TM is trademark, the C is copyright. Are you sure the R is not?
I'm going to look up what the R is.
Well, while you do that, the listeners at home can go buy a t-shirt by contacting you or I via DM on anything, Facebook, Twitter, not Instagram, so I guess not via anything.
I mean, you can do Instagram, but Kristen will respond to you.
Yeah, and I mean, then, who? I mean...
She knows all the details.
Yeah.
The shirts are scheduled to arrive here, I think I already posted this, if you haven't seen it.
These people don't know.
Shirts are scheduled to arrive at the studio... On July 9th.
Oh, I thought it was the 7th.
July 7th.
July 7th.
Yeah, so if you talk to us on July 7th or afterward, we can get you your t-shirt. If you live out of state, I'll be sending it to you.
July 7th. The next day is Wednesday, which is our stream day, so we'll be able to debut
we'll
them.
We'll wear the t-shirts. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
If you've ever noticed the small R in a circle that appears to the right of a logo, symbol, or phrase, you've seen the registered trademark symbol. The symbol is legally stating that the mark has been registered with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
So does that mean it's like in progress of being trademarked?
Yeah, that might be like they have registered it, but it hasn't been approved yet.
Gotcha.
Like the Office of Patents and Trademarks is behind or something.
Can you be sued for fakely or falsely trademarking? Just putting a TM in your logo and not actually having it be trademarked?
I don't think you can be sued for that. I could be proved wrong because I don't really know. But if you put the trademark there and somebody else still uses your name, you can't do anything about it because it's not actually trademarked. See, false trademark claims. It's loading.
I almost guarantee nobody else has looked at or thought of putting a trademark logo sign in their logo. So I doubt people.
What if we were just Bud's trademark? Trademark. We got both.
We trademarked the trademark.
False trademark claims can happen in the business world, I guess. That doesn't answer any question. Oh, I guess it's illegal to use it if you don't actually have a trademark.
Okay.
Good to know.
Yep.
We don't need a copyright, do we?
Not yet, no. I think we're okay with people using our content at the moment.
I wouldn't mind copywriting the intro.
Yeah, me
either. But I guess that...
But then you get into the whole...
It's just extra money.
Yeah. And... If we copyright the intro and we're okay with people using our content at the moment, they'd have to end up cutting it out or something. And...
You know, I did have something to bring up. You know who we should have on the podcast?
Michael? Mike? Mark? What's his name?
Never mind.
It's not our voice guy?
No, it's not our voice guy.
Oh, he should be on the podcast, though.
Mike Drew?
Yeah.
Mike Drew lives in Boston.
He's got an audio set up. We can FaceTime him. We've done
suppose.
A FaceTime.
He does have a great voice.
Yeah. And it'd be interesting to, you know, have our intro guy be a part of one of the episodes. He's part of every episode.
He is. He doesn't even... He's expecting residuals. Yeah. That's what he sent in his email originally. He goes, I'll be awaiting my residuals.
Yeah.
You're going to be waiting for a while, Mike.
He should have had a better lawyer.
Shouldn't have given it to us for free.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about your quote-unquote not really scare?
Yeah, I almost had coronavirus.
Yep.
But then I didn't.
I got a bone to pick with you.
Yeah, why?
I work side by side. I should have known immediately that your test was negative. So then I could have gotten tested. I had to find out through Carter and Katie.
I thought I told everybody that it was negative, though.
No. Which I was okay with because I was going to tell my theater boss as soon as I heard from you. And I technically still haven't heard from you.
Oh, okay.
So I was supposed to work a double on Sunday. But he was like, you who don't know the results yet, don't come and risk anything. So I was like, okay.
If you say so. Yeah, came back clean.
That's good.
Yeah, because the one day that I was quarantined in my room sucked.
What? Oh.
Because my parents wouldn't let me go from my room to anywhere. I got to hang out on the deck.
Nice.
And in my room, and I played a lot of SpongeBob.
Yeah, I'm loving SpongeBob.
How far have you gotten?
That's one of my topics. So I'm like 99 to 100% done with almost every section in the first area, like by the houses.
Okay.
Except for Goo Lagoon. I just don't really care about it for some reason.
Goo Lagoon is fun, though.
Like, I just stopped. I got through it, and I was like, okay, I'm done here.
I like the carnival games, and I like
the
where you press the button, and the water starts filling up the bowl, and you got to jump out of there.
Mm-hmm. But I've opened up the next two sections, but I'm working through them. I wanted to get to get the missile thing. So I open up the next two sections to get the bubble powers, and now I'm working through them.
I blew through the game. Like, I'm still playing it.
Are you done with the story?
Not quite.
Yeah.
I think I have like 63 golden spatulas now.
Oh, yeah, I'm only at like 50-something.
There's 100. So there's 100 spatulas, and Patrick has 80 socks.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the main storyline. And then you can get more spatulas. Have you been turning in your shiny things?
I have, yeah, constantly.
To Mr. Krabs?
Yeah.
I think the next one I have to turn in is like 18,000. That's a ton of shiny
things.
Yeah,
that's a ton. So, like, you've gone back and, like, completed on Jellyfish Fields?
Yeah, I haven't found all the socks.
That's what I mean by 100%. Like,
oh, no.
Like, yeah, that's why I went forward to get the cruise missile so that I could go back and finish Jellyfish Fields. And, like, I collect all those coins, so I've got all the socks there. I've got all the coins, basically, to pay Mr. Krabs back.
I'm trying to do everything.
Because you get like 20,000 coins just for going back to old levels.
By destroying all the tikis and stuff?
Yeah, just re-destroying everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It helps that when you die, the tikis come back and you can re-destroy them again.
Like, there's this one wall of brick tikis and one explosive one. And when you die, you hit the check mark behind it, die, blow it up constantly, and you get 1,000 for every time they blow up.
I'm trying to remember, there used to be one, it was like a massive stack of tikis, and I could have sworn it was at Goo Lagoon. And I'd always go in there when I was playing on the original Xbox, and I'd blow up this huge thing, it'd be like this super mega ultra magnificent, like filled up the whole screen with all the words they used to describe it. And I got tons of shiny objects for that, but I cannot find it.
There was one other person that I don't remember who I was talking to about. I basically sold another copy of this to somebody, and they're like, yeah, I used to fucking love playing that on the GameCube, and like I'm like, it's out, there's new bosses, there's like, you gotta get into it. I'm absolutely loving it. It's basically the only game I'm playing right now.
I haven't touched another game
since
I started playing. I mean, it's only been a couple days, but still, I have played it way too much. It took me forever to get all the snowmen. No, I still didn't get all the snowmen on Sand Mountain.
That's the level I'm on.
Oh, yep. Man, that pisses me off.
Yeah.
I can't find the 8th snowman on Larry's run.
So that's something I was confused about. Are there 8 on every on slope?
No, there's 8. Maybe there is 8 on every slope. I know for a fact there's 8 on Larry's.
Okay, because I got to like 4 at one point, and then I went to a different slope, and then I hit one, and it was like 1 of 8. I'm like, what the
You die, it resets.
Oh, that must have been. That must be it then.
Because I know maybe it is 8 on different ones. Because I don't know if there's any on the first one.
No, I didn't. I don't remember seeing it.
I know there's 1 on the second one.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact there's 7 on Larry's.
Okay, so I think there. I was just confused because it reset.
I might have to go back and retry that because I spent a solid hour trying to get all 8.
Did
snowmen.
You get the easy sock?
Which one?
So when you enter that lobby of the slopes, there's the kids building a snowman in the corner. You just hit
the snowman
it.
And get the sock. Yeah. I always you walk into Squidward's house and destroy everything and you find a sock, I just destroy everything wherever I go.
Yeah. Me too. There was, and then there's an easy one in the retirement home where you just hit the TV. Yeah.
I really thought that playing the skee ball game at Goo Lagoon on the carnival would get you a sock.
Does it not?
No.
I haven't done it.
Because I hit one of the holes every time, like one of each of the holes.
What do you get for it then?
Nothing. You just get to play skee ball.
Oh.
It is not fun.
That's dumb.
it's kind of hard, too.
Are you sure there isn't a max score you have to hit?
No, because it counts one at a time. It doesn't give you a max
score.
That's
so dumb.
And there's no button to press to start the game either.
Oh, well, good thing I didn't go back and do that.
Not worth it.
No.
Because I was so excited when I got the bubble bowl. I was like, I'm going to play skee ball, going to get a sock. Here's your golden back scratcher.
Yeah, so your corona kind of came right in the good time of SpongeBob.
Yeah, it was perfect timing. Yeah. I got to spend that entire day playing SpongeBob.
Nice. Which kind of brings me to something else, kind of. Now, with the theater being open, there's a bunch of old movies being put back in the theater, like Back to the Future's in the theater, Goonies is back, Jaws is back. So just basically the theaters could choose any movie they want, and a bunch of them are choosing old movies. And I was kind of thinking, Josh Gad is doing these Reunited Apart things to create good charity and whatever. So like he just had the Ghostbusters and the Ferris Bueller back and whatever. And it was kind of made me think that like when my kids are around, I swear to God, if they don't appreciate these old movies that I love, I'm a ground them.
If you have kids like me,
yeah,
they're like, I don't need to see it.
Because, well, that, but then there are kids now that are like, oh, that came out before the year 2000. I'm not watching it. I dated somebody like that. I can't stand people who are like, God. Oh, I see the date. I'm not watching it. Like, fuck you.
Wait,
this is quality.
Was that Aaron?
It was.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I can so see that.
And like, the year 2000, that's like, there's 90s had great movies. 80s mm-hmm. had great movies. I can understand not wanting, like, being able to stand some acting and the, like, the visuals in the 70s or the 60s. But, like, the 80s had great movies. The 90s have great movies. You were born the fucking 90s.
Even, like, old westerns, like black and white westerns or, like, Outlaw Josie Wales and stuff like that. Still like them. Great movies.
Like, there is so much. And, like, she was born the fucking 90s. How can you not appreciate?
No, the 90s suck. I can't watch those.
Ugh.
It's where you're from.
So, like, if my kids can't sit down and watch Ghostbusters with me because it's, like, too old, they're being grounded unless they watch it at least once.
Well, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, wasn't it, like, 1982?
I feel like it was. I thought it was. Yeah. I was thinking 87, but there's no fucking way it was that close to the 90s. So, yeah, I'll look right now. And then I kind of, like, so that was my side of it, and I was like, that's a good podcast topic. Is there anything, obviously not movies aren't that important to you, or is there anything with your kids that you were like, you better fucking enjoy this?
You have to enjoy this or else you're not my kid. Honestly, probably not. Like, whatever my kids end up liking will be fine. I hope they're athletes. I hope they want to play sports and stuff, but if they don't, fine. If they want to play video games, whatever.
What year did you say?
82.
86.
86.
It really did come out that close to the 90s.
It's halfway there.
Yeah.
Not bad, though. 80s movies. I love 80s movies.
They're great.
Especially the comedies. I think 80s comedy was just, it's right for me.
It really, it's on the edge of raunchy, but, like, smart at the same time.
Clever, I'd say.
Yeah. And, obviously there's some that are, like, Porky's, where it's just, like, the slapping in the face of raunchy. But, I mean, that leads into so much of today's comedy that it's just always right. I mean, raunchy, not necessarily right, but like it's always right on the nose of comedy.
I'd be a little sad if my kid didn't like Skyrim.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'll introduce it to him or her or both and try and get him to play, or at least whatever the newest version is.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what I was going to say is like Skyrim, I can like understand being so, it's going to be so dated at, well, maybe not necessarily because you're getting married and so who knows when you'll have kids.
So.
But, like, when I think of video games that my dad had, I mean, it's like Duck Hunter. And granted, I really liked Duck Hunter when I was a kid, but, like, there's no way that I could hold this is my nostalgia. You must love this, like a Skyrim is to you. Like, I know how much you love it.
Well, so. I'd totally get it if they didn't. Like, if Skyrim just stopped after Elder Scrolls 6,
yeah,
and another one didn't come out, I'd be like, yeah, you can try it, but you probably won't like it. It's going to be clunky, not going to be like today's video games
where you are the character in it. Yeah.
But I even tried playing Oblivion, which was before Elder Scrolls 5. It was Elder Scrolls 4. And it was fun and all. Like, a lot of the same Skyrim stuff is in there, mm-hmm. but it's just clunky.
Yeah.
And then I didn't even try buying, I don't even remember the name of Elder Scrolls 3.
I don't know.
It was before it.
The first one I played was Oblivion. I didn't really like it. I knew everybody, like, loved Skyrim, so I was like, I'll buy this, give it a shot. Couldn't get into it.
I think you'd like Skyrim if you used mods, because you can make the game pretty much whatever you want it.
Could I make Skyrim just SpongeBob? Because I'm
could
really
make
enjoying
your character
it.
SpongeBob.
Could you, like, actually, you can, like, have, like, boxy,
SpongeBob
like,
is the character.
I'm
yeah,
ready,
you can,
I'm
you can,
ready.
You can be a train.
Oh.
You can literally be a freight train if you want to.
Yeah, I think I might get in. I'd be able to get into that.
All you gotta do is click on for mods and go download a bunch of them.
Huh. Mods just seem a little too smart for me. Like, I don't know if I could.
I wouldn't be able to create them.
Okay.
But I can read about them and think, I like that one.
Do you just, download it onto a USB and then plug it into your...
Download it straight in the game.
Oh.
You open up the game and it's got, like, continued, new game, settings, all that stuff, and it has mods.
Oh.
And then you just click on it, and it takes you to a page. You might have to turn mods on in the settings first, then it'll pop up.
Huh.
But you can browse. There's thousands of them. And they usually have the best ones first, like the award-winning mods.
Yep.
And my favorite one, I don't remember what it was called, but it's... I think it was called The Lost City. And you go to the left... To the west. The west of Markarth, which is the furthest west city. And just before the map ends... You can go underneath a waterfall and a door appears to a lost city, air quotes. And there's something mysterious happening. Like, every time you think you escape the city, you reappear where you started.
So this isn't like a mod that changes much. It adds to
a new game.
It's like a free DLC, basically.
Basically.
That's really cool.
That mod was bigger than like half of the DLCs they put out.
That's awesome.
I was very impressed by it. I think it was the number one mod for like 2 years or something. Yeah. But then there's another one that I think you'd enjoy called Cheat Room, where you just go there and...
Cheat. Like C-H.
Yeah. And you go in this room, you teleport there, and it's literally just a big box. And there's buttons everywhere, and each button gives you like perk points or like makes your health a million. Or you can do so many things with it. You can make a bazillion diamond necklaces and go sell them.
Now... I've spoken on this on the Nathaniel episode where I proposed with the necklace to a lady, and then I stood her up at the altar, and the entire town...
And Whiterun attacked you?
Yeah. Can I get a new necklace and try again?
Yeah.
Okay.
They have every artifact in the game. You can get whatever you want.
Because
even...
once that town hated me, I was kind of done with the game.
There's a ring you can wear. It's called a cheat ring.
Oh.
That's what it's called. The creators of the mod created that ring.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you, like... a million for every skill, so you can go make a potion. If you make a poison, it'll be like 10,000 damage to whoever you hit with it. Or if you make a health potion, it'll be like 10,000 health points back. Then there's a sword too. Like, there's so much stuff that they did that it's just you win. Like, you can shoot one arrow at a dragon, it'll go and die.
That sounds all fun, but like at some point when you're just god flicking people, I don't know if like I could have hours of fun doing it.
I couldn't have hours of fun doing that. I like doing it. If there's something I couldn't pass, or like I just couldn't get past one part of it, I'd go and be like, yeah, okay, I have a million health now, and then go back and beat that level or whatever it is, beat the quest, and then go back and change it again.
Yeah, that's fair. Like, if something's just a little too difficult, you just enhance yourself, and you're like, now I'm done here.
Right.
Yeah.
But when Elder Scrolls 6 comes out, I won't use mods right away, just because I like playing the game through first.
Yeah, and you said that Skyrim, you couldn't get any more of your achievements because you modded.
As soon as you turn mods on, because it can make the game incredibly easy.
Could you start over with mods off and then get your achievements? Or
yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can. That's what I did. I started modding when I was like a level 58 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And if you continue with mods with that character, you can't earn achievements for any of that character.
Okay.
But if you have another character that's at level 58 and you never turn mods on, then you can still earn it with that one.
Because, like, I know that you are very proud of your Madden 08 100%
platinum
record. and I'm kind of surprised that you don't have that already with Skyrim.
The only reason I don't is because it takes so damn long to level up.
Yeah.
And I use the Lover's Stone, which it increases your increases your skills or how quickly you earn skills mm-hmm. by like 10%, so you level up faster. And I've made skills legendary where you reset them all the way back to 20 and you build them back up again just so you can get your level up. But you have to be a level 80 or so before a legendary dragon appears.
Yep.
And if you mod at all before level 80,
it never shows.
It doesn't count.
That sucks.
So that's the only thing
it's understandable, but that sucks.
There's 80 achievements and I have 79 of them and I'm never going to get the 80th one. It just takes too damn long.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any good segues. Oh, I guess. How about real life games?
Do you mean like tag?
No. This weekend, we played some golf while you were having your scare. And Carter has agreed to teach me how to properly play golf. So I'm looking forward to that because I've gone out twice this year and I've really enjoyed playing. I just need to hone in my skill. And I'm looking forward to playing.
I'd like to come next time if I'm not busy because I know I work too much.
Yeah.
And I don't usually have days that I can go, but I haven't golfed in a long time and I miss it a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I'd welcome you to come with one of the times that Carter teaches me. I told him I'll buy him a case of beer if he just sits through and helps me play a round of golf. And he's like, deal, anytime you want. So that's my next goal because we've brought some cigars out. And so we were drinking and smoking cigars, playing golf. And I was like, you know, this could be my retirement plan.
I can get used to this.
I can get down with smoking and just drinking and hitting a ball around.
All you got to do is live on a golf course, membership included.
Yeah. Like, I know I'm bad, but I definitely feel like I've got some good in me. Like, it just needs to be honed. And I think after watching Carter play, I think he could be the guy to tone my hitting skills and... I look forward to giving it a shot.
I wouldn't mind having some sort of actual golf lessons, too, because I'm good enough to where I can play with friends and not be the worst one there all the time.
Yeah.
But it would be so cool to be just good at it, mm-hmm. like to actually hit shots or hit the ball on the green every time, not be stuck in the sand.
The only thing I'm good at is chipping. I got my chip game down. It's just getting it to a point where I can chip is very difficult.
I'm very good with... the wedges, the irons.
Yeah, see, I'm not great with irons.
I mean, that's chipping.
No, so you okay.
Mean like a pitching
granted,
wedge?
Yes, yeah. Like I pitch very well, very well.
Oh, like right, like but, next to the green.
But yeah, but like a 4, a 7, a 3, an 8, a 9. I don't even own an 8 or a 9. So I'm not good with the long wedge game or the long iron game.
Wedges and then 7 to 9 I'm very good with. Then mm-hmm. I'd say 3 to 6 I'm pretty good. Like I can hit the ball clean, but it's probably not going to go the right way.
Yeah.
And then I think putting.
Oh, putting is over my head. I don't understand
it. I have such good potential for putting because I understand exactly what I'm supposed to do and the mechanics mm-hmm. behind putting. And I understand slope and like where a ball is going to go.
That's the part I don't get. I cannot read a green on how the slope is going to pull my ball.
I can never get the power right with the putter. I always either smack it and it rolls off the green or I tap it and I end up three putting.
Yeah, and then like I don't understand how people can read, oh, this green's going to be fast. Like I understand a hard green is going to take it farther, but like I don't, without seeing somebody else putt first, I'm not going to be able to read how fast the ball goes.
It's that and driving that kills me.
Yeah. Oh yeah, don't get me started on driving. There's no fucking, like it's either going like 2 feet off the tee box or going way right. Like there's no controlling my tee.
Well, you've seen me use a driver at Topgolf. I aim at the left net and it ends up at the right net because it just hooks so far.
Yeah.
But I have one claim to fame with driving. It was a par 5. I was with Suits and it was like the 11th hole. And I go, Suits, what am I doing? Like, why can't I hit the ball straight? And he goes, okay, so you know how in baseball, you don't want to roll over? And I go, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
That's okay. You don't have to. He goes, roll over. And I said, all right. And so I got up there with the driver. It was a par 5. And I hit it like 250 right down the middle. And then I was like, wow, it really worked. So I was only halfway there. So I took out the fairway wood and did it again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, I don't know, 30 yards from the green after the second shot.
Wow.
And I ended up chipping it over the green, then into a sand pit, and then three putted. So I triple bogeyed it. But I made it there in 2.
That's awesome.
I was pretty proud.
Yeah, one thing that I like off my drive is that I learned that I pull on my swing, and apparently that's not good. I don't even realize that I pull until like on hole like 10 or 12, Joey goes, you're pulling when you swing. Stop doing that. Just let your hips and your arm just completely swing through it. I'm like, all right. And then after that, I started actually making great contact with the ball, but it just wasn't going where I wanted it.
Contact is the first step.
Yep.
I always used to just tink it off the edge of the tee box yeah. and then take out a different club.
Yep. So yeah, look forward to playing some golf. You're welcome to join Carter and I when he's teaching me.
I'm in. Just let me know when.
Yeah. That's one, like, I would love to go this weekend, but with it being the 4th of July, I assume it's going to be either packed courses or, you know, people being busy, whether it be him, me, or you.
Yeah, I'm willing to bet Carter's going to be fishing. Actually, Carter might be golfing somewhere, too, depending on...
He can bring me with.
Carter, he's going to be doing something.
Yeah. What are you doing this 4th of July?
Not much. Might be golfing.
I am game to golf because Joey's out of town and I am house sitting for him. So I got nothing but time basically this weekend. And
sweet.
Hopefully, well, not hopefully, but I got a good feeling that we're not going to be working the 3rd, even though we had today off.
Well, yeah, didn't Don say we had that Friday off?
Yeah, too? He said the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So we're only going to work
I'm just really crossing my fingers that he's not like, we didn't work Monday, so let's work Friday.
Well, he's probably just going to give us a couple long days this week. It's going to rain Wednesday, too.
Yeah.
So we're going to work tomorrow and Thursday, and that's it for the week.
Which, I don't know if I'm glad that we're not working together for this week, because if we're having long weeks and Alec already gets harder days or bigger jobs, it's going to be a long... Granted, it's only 2 or 3 days, but it's going to be a long 2 or 3 days.
I think you're going to get to see grumpy Alec.
Yeah.
He gets upset when we don't get to work.
I'm going to have a feeling I'm just zipping my mouth. Chatty Cathy's not coming out this week, which will make for good podcasts, potentially, because I'll have just stored up content and be like, so Alec wouldn't let me talk about this. And
I think it would be good if we switched off, like if I worked with Alex every other week. Yeah. Every other week would be a fantastic podcast because we wouldn't see each other.
Yep. Speaking of good podcasts, this is a great one.
This is a
good
one.
We're at 35 minutes. Granted, there's a couple pieces of dead time. How do you like not streaming?
I love not streaming.
I'm really enjoying not being live right now.
It's such a relief to not be...
We're not playing to a camera or anything. We're just chatting. Like,
plus, we're not in that room.
Yeah. I enjoy this so much more than... Like, nothing against Joey. I appreciate all the hard work he's putting into it, but I enjoy just this better than being live on camera, being worrying about streams going well, people are interacting well. It's just, this is nice.
I would love, like, if we build up a following that actually watches a stream. Like, if we get 10, 15, 20 people per stream to watch, we wouldn't have to do an episode even. Like, we could do our episode during the week, and then on Saturday or Sunday, just go talk to them.
Yeah, go talk to them. Like, I would, after doing that way and then doing it this way, I wish we could just have a camera here, and that would just no chat, no nothing. We just talk for 35-45 minutes,
post it,
we're done with it.
Like, yeah, but once we get affiliated with Twitch, we get all those ads and everything.
Well, yeah, no, we can still do it on that. I'm not saying we don't do it on Twitch. I'm just saying, like, no chat. We sit down for 45 minutes. We just look at each other, talk. There's a camera behind you. There's a camera behind me, and we're just done with it.
That'd be nice.
Because I think one of our downfalls of Twitch is like trying to make sure the people watching are feeling like they're part of it.
Pandering.
Yeah.
I hate pandering.
And like there's like those moments where I don't remember what we're talking about, but like you did some motion, and that plays well. We don't do that there for some reason. We don't motion and play well.
Trying to find what west was.
Yeah, yeah. You were like left, no west. And we don't do that shit on stream for some reason. But like that's, I think, what when people were telling us a live stream, that's what they wanted to see, is like how we just interact weirdly.
Maybe we're just camera shy.
We might be overcompensating. That might be it. While we were at the bar, Evan and Carter and Robel kind of talked to me about like their not criticism, but like just some like, hey, this is what I noticed. But like they noticed that like they don't really like it when we chat with the people. They like watching us just have a podcast, which is very not at all what we were doing.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah. And I told them like, yeah, we've tried to hone it in on where we just talk to each other for a podcast. At the 45 minute mark, we have 15 with the chat. And they're like, that's a great idea. Granted, they haven't been in the stream for a while, so
it would be super helpful to have more people chatting in the chat, though, because, like, if we do end up having our conversation and then there's some sort of dead space, we can look over and be like, ha, I said this thing, and we can keep moving from there.
But yeah, basically their feedback was the exact opposite of what we were, like, thinking we had to do for Twitch, and they just wanted to watch us have a podcast rather than watch us interact with the chat.
All right, well, this is kind of season zero for Twitch.
Yep, it is. There's going to be some things that we have to hone in, just like my golf game.
Oh, I worked out for the first time. Well, not the first time. Second time in a long time today. And I'm so out of shape.
Really? I feel like, I suppose you got a lot going on. I'm in the gym constantly, almost every day after work.
I know, I'm going to start going before work again. But
I'm loving it. I have found a new love with the gym again.
I still love the gym. I'm just, it's so demoralizing. Like, I don't know if I brought this up to you or somebody else before, how you, like, you work for, what, 5 or 6 months for something, and then all of a sudden
it's gone. You're back to zero.
Start over. Yep. That sucks.
And I brought this up to you when you brought that up to me in the truck, is like, when I start over, I usually, like, my first day back, I'm at that same point, like, for running. Like, if I'm running at one point a 10-minute mile and I take 3 weeks off, I would be able to get back that first day back, I'd be able to run a 10-minute mile. It's the day after that that's like, there's no fucking way that's happening. But since this quarantine's been over, I'm better than where I was.
I wish I had more time.
You've got a lot going on right now. I think after the wedding and you get your master's, you're going to have nothing but time. And
got
you're
one
gonna,
class left.
Yeah.
Just one. But I think running is so beneficial. Like, if you can run 4 miles just at any given time, that will help you in the weight room, too. Because when I ran cross country, I went to the weight room after the cross country season was over, and my body was so used to reoxygenating blood, like, just insanely fast, that I'd recover from a lift within the day and be ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed that.
Today, I ran a 7.5-minute mile, which is my fastest since being back. Granted, it's on a treadmill, so, like, it's kind of like running with training wheels, but, like, it still feels great to be able to hit that, like, benchmark.
That is a good benchmark. Yeah. I went on an actual, like, an outside run.
Yeah.
Was it yesterday, maybe? I think it was yesterday. And it felt so good. Like, granted, my chest was tight and my heart was pumping really fast, and it kind of hurt because I haven't done it in a while. But, man, it felt good. I think I went, like, 2.5 miles.
Yeah, I mean, before gyms were open, I was running almost constantly at the track at school, and I was feeling great. At the last run I did, I think I hit a 9-minute mile, and then after that, it was like constant at like 10.5, 11 minutes, and I did 5 miles. But yeah, it definitely transferred over once the gym opened up, and I'm feeling great.
That's good.
Yeah,
we got to keep working out.
We do. These last 3 days, though, with you quarantining and me, like, half quarantining, I was eating good. I was like, I'm not going to risk it and go to the gym just in case he tests positive and I'll test positive and then I'll fuck everybody else at the gym. So I was eating well. I was not working out.
Maybe we could come up with a Just Buds workout challenge.
Another one?
Yeah. I mean, the first one was...
It didn't
was,
go well for me.
It was just weight loss the first time, though. That's different. Like, if we actually had goals in mind...
Yeah.
I bet we could do something fun.
Yeah, hair loss again?
Hair loss.
See, the thing with hair loss is, though, like, I keep now my chest bare, basically. I'm not waxing my armpits again. Fuck that.
That would suck so bad.
It does suck. It sucks very much so. So I don't know where else to go with hair loss, except for I would shave my head, but I know you won't.
Mm-mm.
No. Eyebrows?
At least not before the wedding.
There's no fucking way I do eyebrows.
I'd shave my eyebrows before I shave my head.
Really?
So quick, yeah.
No, you couldn't catch me with no eyebrows.
I mean, it would look funny, but it's one of those things where you wouldn't notice it until someone points it out. Like, you'd look at me and be like, something's wrong, but I don't know what it is.
Would we give the caveat of being able to pencil it in?
Yeah, sure. I could pencil in red eyebrows instead of my brown ones. For some reason, that's weird.
I have that would you rather, but we're at 43 minutes. You want to wrap it up?
Just save it. Yeah. Okay. Before we wrap it up, though, Tanner, Love you. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Everything you do.
Joey, I'm Dark Wizard on Twitch. Thank you for producing.
And Livy, thank you for the logo.
Yep.
We both love it.
Appreciate all of you people for supporting us. Everybody who bought pre-ordered t-shirts, appreciate you helping out and supporting us. And you want to start the script up?
Oh, yeah. I forgot we have a script. You don't forget to follow us on Twitter. It's at @Jack_and_Jeff.
We're on Instagram at @JustBudsPodcast.
Like our page on Facebook, JustBudsOfficial with a period.
If you have any business inquiries or you want to buy a t-shirt, contact us at justforbuds@gmail.com.
You can follow us, subscribe, and listen on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Radio Public, Listen Notes, Anchor, Breaker, Himalaya, Player FM, Hubhopper, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and CastBox. Let us know if you find us anywhere else.
That is a shit ton of places.
Hell yeah, it is.
As you heard, we are currently live streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/JustBudsPodcast. That's one word, JustBudsPodcast.
And our homepage is on anchor.fm/just-buds-podcasts, where you do not have to donate, but you sure as shit can.
And remember, guys, everything is simpler with a bud.
This is Jack and Jeff
signing off.
Hey, suits, fuck off.